And now to talk about the Board of Adjustments, variances, and the safety valve for zoning, we have Reed Wilson. He's a developer side.
Keep that short.
Yeah, we'll keep it real short. He's a developer, attorney, so he's got a lot of good information for tax, and I can't wait to hear it. Thanks, Reed.
All right. Ooh, okay. I will get us out at 5 o'clock. Promise. Got my timer. All right. What am I not going to talk about? I made a list. I'm not going to talk about comprehensive plan, platting, site plan, PD, SUP, zoning, or deviations. What I am going to talk about is the Zoning Board of Adjustment, also known as the Board of Adjustment, so ZBA, BOA, and it serves a very interesting and unique position in the zoning structure. All right, so think of it kind of like the government, you know, the federal government. Maybe you don't want to think about the federal government right now. Not the best thing to think about, but all right, but it's part of our Constitution, so we have different groups, right? So the Zoning Board of Adjustment fits into a particular place in the zoning structure. So you would think about the legislative portion, which is going to be your city council. You can sort of think about the administrative, sort of executive area, which would be like the city manager, maybe a mayor in a strong mayor form of government, and the staff. And then you're going to have the judicial area. Well, the judicial area in zoning would be the Board of Adjustment. The Board of Adjustment has very broad discretion. The Board of Adjustment is there to be the safety valve, to be the fixer, to do equity, and to take a situation and try to come up with a fair resolution. There's three different things that are the primary focus of a Board of Adjustment. The first is an appeal from an administrative decision in the enforcement of zoning. So they act as an appellate body. Staff members made a decision. There's an appeal. The Board of Adjustment sits there as the judge and jury, first level, an administrative review process. It's supposed to be very quick and provide an opportunity for a meaningful review. Second is a special exception. I'm not going to talk about a special exception. I don't see a lot of them. What I find today is that the special exception has been sort of taken over by the conditional use permit or specific use permit that Galen just talked about. So we're not even going to talk about that. And then the big thing that everyone talks about when there's a Board of Adjustment is the variance. And you know, everybody wants a variance. And they've all have what they believe is a great story about why they want that variance. And there may be some equity there. And the Board of Adjustment is the body that makes that decision. It doesn't go to the city council. It doesn't go to the mayor. Goes to the Board of Adjustment. So that's the authority of the Board of Adjustment. They don't have any other authority unless they have been given specific authority by the city council. And there are some boards of adjustment that have authority over some historic preservation issues and maybe some amortization of non-conforming uses. The Board of Adjustment is appointed by the city council. You're going to have at least five members. You typically have some alternative members. You can have more than that. All decisions by the Board of Adjustment have to be made at a supermajority level. So it is a difficult hurdle to be successful before the Board of Adjustment. So if you are seeking relief from the Board of Adjustment, you have a higher standard. You have to have 75% affirmative approval. So if there were only five members of the Board of Adjustment and only four showed up because one had to go pick up their kid at school and it got delayed, You have to be successful with all four. Very, very tough standard.